It's that time of week again. We get you caught up on everything social media. Last week, JJ Watt was named to Time 100. It was the top 100 people, most influential people around the world. He tweeted this out: "I'm only able to be an influence for others because I have been fortunate enough to have some incredible people influence me." On Instagram, Watt also thanked his friends, family, teammates, coaches, and even the fans in Houston. On the same day, he finished off off-season workouts with a pool party with some of his teammates. Next, players are obviously back for off-season workouts. Whitney Merciless has been cleared to play. He posted this picture of him versus Tom Brady, said, "New year, time to feast. He wants to prove himself in year 7, and he'll get his chance in week 1 up in Foxborough." Here's what Deshaun Watson is working on: the basics, mainly patience, he says. Same here. Is it week 1 yet? Meanwhile, running back Tyler Irvin is working hard on his comeback. Says he is patiently waiting. That time will be here soon enough, crafting every single day. Brian Peters posted this picture of himself in the Texans weight room. He said, "All this lifting isn't just for football. Those dirty dancing lifts at weddings aren't accidents." Former First Lady Barbara Bush passed away, and JJ Watt tweeted out some great memories of their friendship together. The two worked together through each of their foundations, especially love the eye black and shoulder pads when Barbara Bush surprised Watt a few years back. Whitney Merciless also had some memories. He chaired the Barbara Bush Literacy Foundation Jungle Book Gala. Says the work that Barbara Bush did for children encouraged him to do even more with his foundation. Next, Tristan Dekoe was at the Rockets game and ran into a familiar face. It's rapper Lil Wayne. And cornerback Aaron Colvin has questions for Houston. "What's your favorite restaurant for dinner?" He got over 100 responses, including this one from teammate Tyrann Mathieu, who chimed in with not a bad choice at all. There are lots of great food options in Houston. It is a very international city, and it's actually perfect for the well-traveled person. And that's going to bring us to our prime sport, Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Meet DeAndre Hopkins, a.k.a. Global Hop. If you watch Likes and Stuff at all, you know that he likes to travel quite a bit.
I didn't think I was global as I was.
Good pub you're getting in the media, right?
Keep on. Keep on.
Hopkins is global.
Global Hop.
DeAndre, you may be global, but we are very happy to have you back in Houston. And that's going to do it for us. If you see something that you like, that you think we might like, hashtag it Likes and Stuff, and you might see it on here next week.